Hello?
Hi, may I speak with Anthony, please?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, this is Arlita from Family First Care. How can I help you?
Yes, how you doing, Arlita?
Hi.
Now, I'm trying to see when did my policy lapse, because from my knowledge, I never took no time off, and I thought it was still on, so I don't understand how they wasn't getting paid.
Well,
only thing I removed from my policy was the Aflac.
I have your information pulled up.
Yeah, so I don't understand why would I stop the policy if it's getting directly taken out of my account.
I have all of your policies ending 7/14/2024. You don't have anything that's active.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Only thing I took off my policy was the Aflac. I stopped the Aflac insurance. The life insurance policy still should have been on. I never got that money back in my account. Where's that money been at? Only thing, once I took off the Aflac payments, I saw the Aflac payments go to my account, but not the life insurance policy. Why would I terminate the life insurance policy? I called y'all and terminated the Aflac insurance policy. That's on record. All the call was being monitored and recorded.
And did they have you fill out a change form?
A change form? No, they just stopped it up. You know, they cut it off. So where's my life insurance payments at? They never hit back to my account.
Yeah, I'm looking in your deductions, and everything was canceled in 2024.
Okay, now, you're saying it was canceled in 2024.
Or that's when the policies ended. It said from here to hold on, let me go back to that page.
I got a letter in front of me that says, our records indicate that the premium due for the above reference certificate has not been paid. Your certificate will lapse on 6/28/2025, if the premium amount of $45.79 is not received by this date.
Okay.
So it says the last time this thing was due for 8/19/2024. Now, I never knew. That's what I'm saying. So I should see some type of, ever since of last year, I should see them payments back into my account. Whatever y'all was taking for before, you can see my net pay has still been the same. Like I've been paying on these premiums, except for the net, except for the Aflac one. Where did that money go at? Why didn't you see that on my paycheck?
I don't know. I don't do the deductions. All I am is the go-between. You want to sign or cancel, I take it from you and pass it to them. I have nothing to do with the services or anything.
So who I speak to? Say that again. I couldn't understand it.
So I'm going to get the broker's information for you. Could you hold on 1 second?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. You can direct all the questions. I don't have the policy information or anything. But all of those questions and concerns, you can call Mr. Shlomo. And his phone number is 917-837-7289.
Okay. Now, but did you see, if you see my payment history, my paycheck history, And ever since when you said it elapsed, why didn't you get that money back into my account? Why I never showed? You understand what I'm saying? If you look at before when I was making the payments, I was receiving
right,
this amount.
I'm going to go back to June, or actually back to July, and we'll look.
You can see when I started it, because I had let it lapse, and I picked it back up. So ever since 2023, I had my knowledge, I thought everything was fine.
All right.
Because it comes directly out of my paycheck.
712, there were deductions. You had your take home was $655.78. And then the next week, you had deductions. And this week, no deductions. And your take home was $702.86. You started taking home seven something on 7/26/2024.
Now, that wasn't me dropping the Aflac. I stopped the Aflac stuff. I didn't want Aflac no more. I had the life insurance policy that I was paying, they was taking out, and also I had the Aflac. I called the job, specifically stopped it. I called them and Aflac. I don't want it no more. They stopped it. I talked to y'all about it. Signed the papers to stop the stuff for the AFLAC. Nothing that I signed had to say cancel my life insurance policy. So from my knowledge, I thought everything was still, you know, was being taken out.
I do not have the exact any information on the policy, but like I was saying.
I understand the policy, but do you see the net play, the gross that I've been making? I mean, ever since when I started the policy back up, with that and the Aflac, since 7/22, do you see, I mean, since 23, I'm sorry, in 2023, how much I was receiving my net pay was then? After all my taxes and stuff, how much I was receiving for that year?
At what year? I only have, Anthony, I can't go through all of the paychecks and stuff with you. I told you you can see the change when the deductions are and when they're not.
And you said it's 7/21.
With all of that coming out, it was 700 and something.
I remember when I stopped the Netflix policy and I started receiving the 725. That's what I'm saying. So I don't understand. Where's the was they connected together? That's what I mean. I don't understand. And y'all don't have records saying where I stopped one of the Aflac stuff. Y'all don't have no records when I stopped that stuff.
That's why I'm looking back to see if I could find. Did you do a form? I have you calling a lot of times and us documenting to stop the deductions.
For AFLAC, right? Not for the life insurance policy. When I stopped it, then I resubmitted it, and I got the life insurance back on in 2023. And from my knowledge, I've been paying, you know, all the way up until last year when I stopped it.
All AFLAC plans. I emailed you the cancellation form.
For AFLAC, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm understanding that. Now, where did I stop paying premiums for the life insurance policy? Y'all take that money out the account. Why would it lapse if y'all directly paid them? I don't pay them.
You keep saying, y'all, I don't know lapse or anything. It's a third party and corporate that deal. I don't know anything about where deductions or anything. I just know you have such and such, and then I see a number for that. That's it. I have no access to your policies or anything.
Now, prior to me receiving any of them other, the AFLAC and the life insurance policy, when I started it back up in 2023, So before that, when I did cut everything off, because I remember I stopped all that stuff, then I cut it back on, then I stopped the AFLAC. So I'm trying to figure out, can I get my, do y'all have records then? And I ain't going to actually, because you gave me the number to, you said his name is Mr.
Shlomo.
Shlomo.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the third party person, the brokerage who handles
all of the policies. And
so once y'all send him the money, he's supposed to handle this. That's what you're saying?
I'm guessing that's how it works, but I don't know. I know they take it out of the checks, they put it into whatever account for it to go to whatever bill.
Can you send me my year of the statements for 2022 and 2023 then, so I can compare them and see how much I was getting taken out for this and that, so I could have a better understanding of what happened.
Okay.
Can you send that to my email?
Mm-hmm.
No, it will be for 2023 and 24.
All right. I will get to that in a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Allen.
You're welcome.
You.